You're listening to SBS News.
Balik anwan rai kema lekete imi kalmin.
This is a storyline from a new video campaign about driver safety. The actors are members of the Burmese Chin community, and the situations are based on the real experiences of new arrivals in Adelaide. They include the experience of community educator Faith Couplin. She felt vulnerable when another driver blamed her when he hit her car.
I had no clue of what to do at that moment, because never have I got the information. Yes, I do read a bit of English, but at the same time, it was very hard for me to really know what to do at that point.
She found other members of her community also lacked information about driving rules.
They don't usually go to information, going to the website, learning about the road rule and how to get your license. So they just would ask their uncle, their auntie, or their cousin, their friends about how to get your driver license. And from that information, it's very little that you would gain knowledge from. Because now that we have this available within from the community member and who speak their own language, so they do know, they understand the dialect, they understand, they kind of relate because it's culturally appropriate.
This approach turns normal health and safety messaging upside down. Instead, it asks new arrivals what safety concerns they have and uses their experiences to create a campaign. The series uses humour and cultural references to assist in communicating important safety information. Professor Scott Hansenese from the University of Adelaide developed the model with the Australian Refugee Association. He says this approach could be used to address what he describes as a failure of government health and safety messaging to reach all Australians.
People like to see their own culture represented and speaking to them. And when that happens, people listen and people feel respected. And people often take the information and use the information to be safer, which keeps their attention. It allows them to want to watch the films and to receive the information that can help them navigate through some very tricky and sometimes complex systems that we have in Australia. As we've seen over the last year or so, and when that's not done properly and communities aren't working together with government or with other agencies, things go particularly wrong.
The Syrian driver safety campaign is set in the kitchen with three aunties who bestow their wisdom about Australian road rules to various relatives at the kitchen bench. Radwa Alabet plays an auntie. But during the production, a terrible thing happened. Her new house in Australia was partly destroyed in a house fire.
This is very upset because reminded in the old trauma for and started in the war.
Her previous home in Syria was destroyed by a bomb blast, but she says the use of concrete in Syrian homes means they would withstand a house fire.
This different because in the concrete, not easy in the burn down for fire. Maybe just in the bomb or the war or something, not easy in the burn down.
She chose to share her experiences to alert others of the potential risks. This is something Phil Evans from the Metropolitan Fire Service was very pleased about.
This project may well save lives in the future by getting community members to fully understand the fire safety messages that we give regularly to all members of the community, but most often we give them in English.
The fire service says there is no statistical data to show refugee communities are more at risk.
But we certainly do know that their awareness of home fire safety is lower than the average population just because they haven't received education.
Some of the particular risks are cooking styles, understanding Australian smoke alarm regulations, and a fear or lack of understanding about contacting emergency services for help, says Phil Evans.
An important message from this story is the children in this family knew to ring 000 They understood that that's where they were going to get help.
Radwa Alabite also discovered it's crucial to have a fire plan and, as she learnt the hard way, insurance that covers house contents.
I'm very happy from the sharing because I don't need any people to have the same problem or had the same problem with me and my family.
Peter Doherty, SBS News.